Czech football's first division is set for a major shake-up from the start of the 2018-2019 season. Following 30 rounds of the regular season, clubs will form three groups, with the top one battling for the title and the bottom one fighting to avoid the drop. But what is the motivation for the huge change? Ian Willoughby reports.
There are 16 clubs in Czech soccer's top tier, and they face each other twice a season, as is the usual practice in the sport. However, from the 2018-2019 season, teams will play several more games in three different groups. League Football Association chief Dušan Svoboda outlined the changes earlier this week. After the 30 rounds, the title group, featuring the first six teams, will play each other in a round-robin system. The number of games they play at home and away will depend on their league position after 30 games. Indeed, the top three get to play three games at home and just two on the road. And the points the clubs pick up in the group will be added to those earned in the regular season. The mid-table group of four clubs will face one another twice in a playoff, with the winner taking on a lower-ranked team in the first group for a Europa League spot. And the final group will be battling to avoid relegation, again in a round-robin system, and again keeping the points from earlier in the season. The 14th and 15th teams will then take on the second and third from the second tier in a playoff. Whoever finishes bottom in the top flight is guaranteed relegation, just as the winners in the second tier are assured of promotion. But why did the clubs vote for such a radical transformation? That's a question I put to football journalist Karel Herring.
I think there are two main reasons. The first one is to offer more games for fans and for players. The second factor is they can earn bigger money for selling TV rights with more games.
And is there any negative side to this change from your perspective?
At the moment, I don't think so. Of course, some people say that there will be boring group for teams between 7th and 10th place. But I think the teams in the middle of the table always have a small motivation at the end of the season.
But won't the season be too long?
I don't think so. If you look at other countries like Poland, like let's say Belgium, I don't think these countries have a better weather like Spain or Italy. I think we have a similar weather. So I don't think it's too long. I don't think that attendances will be bigger like in summer months. A lot of people is outside of big cities, spending holidays outside of the big cities. But I still think the main reason is that Czech players need to play more games.